The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, we are hearing about the devastation in Mississippi. I feel like sometimes an emergency of this magnitude takes a few days for it to really sink in. I mean, this is an amazing F4 tornadoes, killing more than two dozen people in Mississippi over the weekend. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who's covering it for ABC Today. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. At least two dozen people. The thinking right now is that 26, the number of fatalities confirmed, is likely to rise as the search crews get out there into some of the remote areas there in Mississippi and look through the rubble. It was an extremely long-lasting tornado, the most devastating of the storms that struck over the weekend. It was on the ground for approximately 60 miles, around 60 minutes on the ground, hundreds of feet wide, and just literally tearing a swath right up through that part of Mississippi. The winds at 165 at least they make this an EF4 tornado, very close to an EF5. At least 26 people killed in those communities there, Paul.
It's just absolutely devastating, and we're seeing some of the images now. And I feel like sometimes it takes a day or two to really put this in perspective, to realize just how devastating this is. I mean, entire towns are just wiped off the map.
Yeah, they are. And some of the most remarkable pictures were taken from space. You look at satellite images of the little town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, in December, a small rural community with homes and trees and schools and buildings. If you look at the same satellite image, the same perspective from yesterday, you see that that whole town was just kind of scraped away. These aren't just mobile homes. These are sturdy houses with concrete foundations. But up against an EF4 tornado, even that kind of a building just couldn't withstand it. Complicating this and compounding the tragedy is that it happened at night. So a lot of people were at home. They were fast asleep. They didn't get the warnings that might have saved their lives. And unfortunately, they died before they could even get up out of bed.
What comes next? Obviously, the disaster declaration has been issued that sort of puts things in motion for some aid, right?
It does, yes. First, the governor issued a disaster declaration there in Mississippi. The president yesterday made the similar declaration at the request of the governor. And so, yeah, the state resources will be flowing in. It all kind of happened right near the point where Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi come together. So resources will be coming in from those outside states, too. And then, FEMA will be on the ground. The Department of Homeland Security, they'll all be backing up the state local resources to start some kind of recovery.
Boy, it'll take a very long time, too, to rebuild what can be rebuilt and for these people to put their lives back together.
Yeah, absolutely. And some will undoubtedly simply move away because there's just nothing left there. Their homes are gone. Their possessions are gone. Their cars have been destroyed. All they've got now is what they can carry with them.
Incredibly sad. Jim, appreciate your reporting. We'll be listening throughout the day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.